Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Right on, John.
And he's here. We're doing fine, which is very important. And we're in the middle of the Christina Loos Show. And, you know, Christina is bringing us up to date on all the stuff that's going on in the town. And there really is so much of it. So I'm going to send it right back to you, Christina.
Yes. So there's a lot going on. And what's exciting is that, you know, during our break, I saw my phone rang and it was someone from Newsday. So I should have just put them on, being like, just come on the Zoom call. I can just kill two. But they actually want information on the Neighbors Helping Neighbor program. So
nice.
We heard we should talk to you. So I'm going to call after this. So that was exciting.
You know, Christina, this is an opportunity, if you can talk them into it, to really push the whole thing about Project Independence.
Yeah, believe me, report, I certainly will.
That report that you sent could be the nucleus of a great story.
Oh, thanks.
I'm serious.
Well, it's, you know, but I like doing stuff like that.
The things that have been done, like, you know.
And that was just in the beginning, Otto. Like, the report that you're talking about was until March 31st. So what's happened, you know, since then is even more.
Well, they just did a big thing about Mount Sinai. They could do a big thing about Project Independence.
Yeah, absolutely. So I will certainly give my Project Independence spiel because I could, I'll do it. But what I also want to tell people, you know, we were talking about this whole food delivery thing, which whether you're young or old, it's an issue right now. I haven't been in a supermarket since like March 23rd. I'm really trying to like ride it out. And now I'm just like, just committed to like seeing how far I can go. But so it's difficult, you know, as you were saying, Otto, you know, you schedule these things, but it's like 2 weeks out and it's all like a mathematical equation. Cause I'm up at like midnight. I'm like, oh, is a new date released? It's like, you know, the excitement of the day. But there are other little things, you know, you had mentioned an umbrella, which, you know, is like 6 days, I think, like out. There's a lot of these little volunteer agencies that have been popping up, and there's Operation Infinity. And also the social workers and nurses are aware when these things pop up because we're constantly information and sharing it back and forth. So if you call 311 or 869-6311, they can give you that. And which is cool, which we're actually going to get more information about. I just got an email. We're partnered with Deluxe Transportation to provide taxi services. And now what they're doing is food delivery as well. So I got an email saying, stay home, we deliver. Delivery anywhere you are from your local favorite stores and restaurants, pharmacies, and more. Contact free, they'll leave at the door, flexible times. Some of the logos, it says Uncle Giuseppe's, Stop and Shop, North Shore Farms. And they're doing all different things. So I think that's interesting. We'll get more information on that to see what that really entails. And as we were saying earlier, you know, the fact that businesses are like finding ways to kind of survive and help out in this current climate is interesting. So everyone's kind of trying to come up with some kind of creative stuff. So that was that. There's also an organization I got an email. If you live in the Port Washington area, through the Community Chest of Port Washington, there's a volunteer group called Helping Hands for Senior Citizens. So there's a whole volunteer program with that, and the Community Chest actually will lay out the money and then you reimburse them for whatever your groceries are. So listen, we're all just trying to figure out ways to not have to go to a supermarket. Obviously that's like the main thing, is to try and avoid it. Obviously you have to in certain circumstances. So if you do, be safe, as the supervisor said earlier, and have your masks. I've become really good. I really wish I had a sewing machine, because I would love to like do all like the really nice masks, but I have mastered like the fold up technique with the bandana. And John, you had a pink bandana as I do. So we could match. We could be like,
oh, I, you know, I was just thinking, I'm surprised, of course you can't have it now with social distancing. I'm surprised Christina hasn't had a bandana making party.
I know. I made it for my current household. So we all have, I know I have bandanas somewhere. Because now, forget it, you can't even find them anywhere. So I was digging through my craft draw, and of course I found some. So I made one for my mom, my dad. I made my dad one that was actually a poker themed one because I had a poker bandana. So it had playing cards and poker chips. So I made him that. Getting him to wear that is a whole nother story, though.
Wow. One step at a time.
But yes, the whole Lou Fennell house has all of our masks. So it's really important, though. And what Otto said, I do as well. I've been going for walks. That's my one solace. I live in a quiet neighborhood, so you're not really interacting with too many people. And if I do see someone, I dodge them and go across the street, but I always wave. I feel like I'm even more friendly during this climate because I feel like people need a good hello. So anyone that's standing outside their house, I'm waving at everyone.
The idea of making masks is great because I put an order in on Amazon for masks June 1st. Delivery.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
No, and then
you can't really buy masks.
And these cloth masks too, which is nice about them. You'll hear all these things that's obviously not for a medical kind of situation. But these cloth masks, when you're just out and about, and there's someone you're walking past, it's just an extra step of being proactive. And the fact with these cloth masks, you could throw them right in the laundry and wash them. And I know a lot of my nurse friends have been wearing the cloth masks over their, medical masks to kind of preserve it. So I feel like anything we could do, I believe I got some updates on my phone about Cuomo's press conference. So it seemed promising. Don't quote me, but I looked briefly and it looked like some promising facts. But
what about gloves? Gloves are also difficult to get.
Yeah.
You can't make a glove.
Yeah.
What? Ideas to...
Well, just to answer the glove thing, and that's just my opinion, I go to Sloan a lot. They don't wear gloves. They just wash their hands. Okay. And they said the only time they put on gloves is when they're dealing with a medicine or the port or...
Right, some kind of blood component.
Doing something with an IV. Soon as they do it, they take it off. But when they're coming over to you, adjusting stuff and doing things, and I did specifically ask them, I said, they keep the masks on 24/7. Those masks never come off. I have to wear a mask when I'm there. The gloves, everything's washed down. And all they do is continue to wash their hands. And they put their hand on the two different things. One of the foamy things they walk around. And there's sinks, porta sinks that they've set up all over the place with paper towels and soap.
No, it's a good point.
Gloves too,
because you think about it, and I forgot what I was listening to because I've listened to so much over, the past days. Gloves are just so if you're walking around with gloves, it's essentially just like your hand. So if you're touching this thing, it's still the same kind of process because I think about that all the time because we have gloves, and I'll be putting gloves on because everything's a project now. So I get a package and Jay is watching me through their window to make sure I'm following protocol of opening the package, getting rid of the gloves, not touching anything. I was I'd rather just not wear gloves and wash my hands right after.
Well, years ago, I used to think about that. You go into a deli, they slice the meat with a glove on, then they come to the machine and check you out. Well, what the hell?
I know. It's true.
If they're going on and off every time, it's a different story.
That's what it is.
In the deli, if they wear the same glove all week, what's the point, right? It's
I agree there too.
It's probably worse than not having a glove because wash your glove.
Wash your hands. Wash your hands.
Right. That's what you
songs,
can do.
I've been singing Happy Birthday to myself just to kind of lift my spirits. But I really, the bottom line is just do these things. And, even if you're home, I feel like because I have to consciously try and tell myself, I'm not doing anything. I haven't gone anywhere. So it's still important to kind of remember to wash your hands because you don't know, if there's somehow something kind of, so just even if you're home, not doing anything, make sure to wash your hands. And also just don't be completely terrified all the time, which I've been trying to tell my family. You know, it's like finding that balance. And like I said, the new norm may be workplaces and different restaurants and, you know, our office building, whatever it might be. The fact that these certain new protocols will have to be, you know, it's going to take some time, but it could be a really positive thing. So I'm wearing my rainbow earrings today and, you know, in support of my, I refuse to take my giant rainbow I made in my window, is still going strong in here. I feel like we need to hold on to some kind of hope, because it will drive you insane if not. So,
you know, I didn't even realize, I don't know, I must live under a rock sometimes. I didn't even know about this rainbow thing. I heard you talk about it, Christina. And then Otto said, right, Otto, you put a rainbow in the window?
Yes, we have a rainbow in the window.
And I thought that was coincidental. I thought, oh, my God. You know.
And then
and now I know it's a
that's
thing.
That's right. John heard about it. Me and Otto did it, and then you knew it was just a trend. It just needed to.
Yes.
That's it. The fad started. The whole world took over. What is it? I don't get think of the word. But no, you started a trend, guys. Yeah. No
question. But it's real. I love it. You know, because like I said, I do a lot of walking around the neighborhood and just seeing, you know, the rainbows. It's a really nice, uplifting thing. And it's like the little things that we can do. I recommend doing them. Just to kind of stay connected. So that's my spiel on never giving up hope, because I feel like it's easy to do, and it's certainly difficult to maintain hope in these circumstances, but you'll feel better when you do. So
stay. 100% I agree with that. I mean, no matter what it is, it's everybody's own personal way of staying busy, but you have to stay busy one way or the other, whether it's going to be neighbors helping neighbors, reach out to somebody. Don't even reach out to a family member. You know somebody you haven't talked to in a while. Send them a text. Send them an email. Guess what? Some of them will create a conversation, and others are just going to, you're not going to get a reply. Guess what? You did it. Who cares? I don't look at it from that point of view. You sent out trying to be a nice person. You get a reply. You get a reply. You don't. You don't.
Just a quick thought. I know a lot of people who like to read. I like to read, but I have a lot of other things to do. But there are people who reading takes up a pretty good chunk of their day. I want.
Yeah.
Is there any way, if they're not into Kindles or electronic books,
you know,
how can you get books to read?
I'm going to actually update you on that next week, because I just this morning, while I was getting ready for the radio show, the director of the Port Washington Library sent me a message. So he's like, I wanted to know if you wanted me to come on the radio to kind of promote stuff. But I said, even in the meantime, if you have, you know, ways, because I know there must be doing things. So I actually want to find that out too. Cause like, you know, you're right, Otto. Some people aren't, you know, trying to read books on the Kindle. So.
Well, I mean, we learned a lot of seniors do not have internet access. Yeah. So you can't have an ebook if you don't have that.
I agree. Actually, what we're going to have to do, though, I have to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm.